Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's episode, we are looking at some commonly used phrasal verbs where we generally use the phrasal verb and not just the verb. And the reason I want to speak about this in particular is because you could simply use the verb, but it's more common to use the phrasal verb. And I'm going to give you 6 examples of phrasal verbs where they are more common than simply just using the verb. Sometimes there's a little difference between the phrasal verb and just the verb, and I'm going to talk to you about that, where it's relevant to. So, as I said, 6 phrasal verbs to look at. Well, actually, a few more than that, but 6 verbs with prepositions to make phrasal verbs. So, let's start with the word fall, F-A-L-L, to fall. So, nobody wants to fall. It's not a nice thing to happen, but it does from time to time. But when we say fall, often it's with a preposition, so it becomes a phrasal verb. So, as an example, it was very icy on the street and I fell. So that's technically correct. You could say that, I fell, but it's more common to add a preposition. So it's not just I fell, but I fell over. Usually we use the phrasal verb to fall over and not just fall. Often as well, we specify where exactly we have fallen. For example, I fell off my bike, or I fell out of the car, something like that. But if it's just falling on the street or in your house, then usually we say fall over. Okay, the next is the word write, W-R-I-T-E. So we can also use the phrasal verb write down. That's a phrasal verb I use quite a lot on these podcasts. To write down means to write something on a piece of paper. If you don't want to specify that you're going to write it on a piece of paper, then you can just say write and then whatever it is. Write your name here. Write your name on this piece of paper. But it's more common to say write it down. Next, stand. So often we say stand up. What's the difference between stand and stand up? Well, to stand up means to move from a seated position to a standing position. So if somebody's sitting down, you would say, stand up. And that takes us to our next one, sit down. This is the opposite, moving from a standing position to a seated position. So if you're standing up, you might say, sit down. Okay, 2 more. To lie, L-I-E. And I mean being horizontal. So often we say lie down. Again, this is moving from a standing or a seating position to lying. So if I don't feel well or I'm very tired, maybe I'll say, I'm going to lie down for 5 minutes. And the last one, tidy. What preposition could we add? Well, tidy up. What's the difference between tidy and tidy up? Well, tidy up really suggests that it's in a very disorganized state. Tidy is much more general, but you might say, oh, my room's such a mess, I need to tidy up. Okay, so we had to fall over or fall off or fall out, to write down, to stand up, sit down, lie down, and tidy up. So try to use those phrasal verbs now that you know them and listen out for them as well. So thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it interesting. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.